The third chapter of Proverbs, amen, and the fifth verse. Amen. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall do what? Direct thy paths. Amen. You give this word name, this message a name, we'll call it built-in GPS. Amen. Hallelujah. How many like that? Amen. A very good friend of mine always come up with these little snazzy sayings. And he sends them to me. And when I get to researching, find out that it makes more sense. We have a built-in GPS unit in our lives that directs us and leads us. In this new year, we have to not make plan or make promises to God, but we have to do what we have to do. Amen. Because a lot of times our promises are empty. So we just go ahead and just do what we have to do for God. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. You have to trust in him. Confide. You have to confide in God. You confide in God with all thy heart. With your whole heart that's representing your whole being. You confide in God with all of your being. That's teaching us that in this new hour with all this stress and anxiety and pain and anxiousness and stress that's going on around us and in us, that we have to find a way to confide in him, to be able to talk to the Lord and know that he hears you and that he understands you and that he understands the situation that you're in and what you're going through. For too long now, we have put our confidence and our faith in men and in women, and God wants us to have it in him all along. And then when we find when folks fail us or they don't do what we think they should do, then we fall off by the wayside. But God wants us to stand and keep on fighting the good fight of faith. It's up to you to decide in this era, in this year, what you're going to do for God. Because when it's all said and done, only what you do for him anyway is going to last. So it's important that we live for the gospel, according to the gospel, and through the gospel, so that God might represent himself in the earth. That was his purpose anyway. That's why he put this built-in thing, GPS, in us, which is called the measure of faith. It's a measure of faith that God has instilled in our lives that we were born with. See, God had to put something in us to battle the flesh, the old nature or the Adamic nature that we were born into also. So God put something in us that would guide us, to literally guide us back unto him. And it's a GPS unit that God uses to direct our path and to lead us down the right path. But we have to learn to put our confidence in him. I found out, Sister Norm, I can't have confidence in me. Because I will let me down too, Sister Nancy. I got to have my confidence in God. I can't trust me. I have to trust in him. When I trust in the Lord, I find out that he does things that just miraculous things. Supernatural things. We were talking about Abraham in the Sunday school class this morning, and we were looking at the miraculous, how God took a 100-year-old man and a 90-year-old woman and brought forth a child. He could have did it when he was able to do it, but he did it when he wasn't able to do it to prove his strength and his power and his authority. God wants to use you as you confide in him to show forth his power and his strength. You know, the one thing that is lacking so much in the earth today is the reality of the love of God. When you put your confidence in the Lord, when you confide in him, it teaches you to love beyond love. It teaches you to love with understanding. It teaches you to love with the wisdom of God. And confiding in him, when you confide in God, you align yourself with him. I stopped by a friend's house the other day for breakfast, and his mother was reading the paper. And the first thing people go through when they read the paper is the horoscopes. She bypassed all the front articles and went straight to the horoscope. And she was reading the horoscope, and she said, "What's your sign?" I said, "I was born in April, but it don't matter. Because only what I do for God is going to matter anyway." She said, "You sound like a preacher." Her action said, "He is." She said, "Oh." So she turned, she closed it up. You can't put confidence in what somebody else says about your life. Through confidence in God, you go by what God has directed you to do. When you put your confidence, you confide in Him, you trust in Him with all your understanding, with all your knowledge that you have received. What is your understanding? That which you have received from God by going through what you've went through. Through your experiences, you have received understanding. You understand that God is a healer. You understand that God is a deliverer. You understand that God will make a way where there seemeth to be no way. You understand that God does impossible things where the impossible is not appreciated. Why? Because He can do that. Because of your understanding, and you know that because you've already been there, what God is capable of. No one can ever convince you that God cannot save, because He saved you. You know you've been saved, you know you've been delivered, and you know you've been set free. Why? Because you put your confidence in God, and through the understanding that you receive by believing and trusting Him, you now have the wisdom. You can tell folks who He is and what He is and what His demonstration manifests because you've been there. You've seen the hand of God. You've seen the work of God. That's your understanding. You know that when they told you you couldn't live, God gave you life. When they told you you would never walk again, God allowed you to walk. When they said that you were going to die of cancer, God healed you. That's how you know who He is, through your understanding. When they said that you would never make it, when they said you would never amount to be anything, you amounted to be all things. Why? Because you've been there. Now you can tell somebody you can make it. You can tell somebody you can stand. You can tell them that their wilderness experience can't destroy them. It will only make them. Why? Because you've been in the wilderness and you know what it is to make it. You've been hurt and you know what it is to stand. You've been disappointed and discouraged, but you know what it is to keep pressing. That's the understanding that you have. That's the confidence that you have in God, and that's the understanding that you receive by confiding in Him. Because as you draw nigh unto Him, He'll do what? He'll draw nigh unto you. And the closer God gets to you, the more knowledge He reveals unto you. And we complain and we bellyache about this and we whine about that. But God was reminding me of a scripture the other day. It says, "To whom much is given, much is required." Oh, my God. We want everything He got, but we don't want to give Him nothing. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. So we put our confidence in the Lord with all our heart. And we need lean not to our own understanding or insight. Now, we have a lot of insight on stuff. We perceive that this happened because of that. This is going this way because of this. That happened because of that. But in actuality, it's just going the way God wanted it to go. Amen. Pastor Keys and I were talking this morning. Sometimes God don't want certain people in your inner circle. Y'all don't hear me today. Because you have to not lean to your own insight concerning things. Don't lean to your own understanding, because your understanding will mess you up. That's why the Bible says you have to cast down what? Imaginations. Imagination is translated in the Greek reasoning. When you cast down your own reasoning, guess what? You're casting down your own insight. You're not putting any confidence in your insight, but you want to hear from God. Folks got to the place where they don't want to hear from God no more. We move according to how we feel. What we can imagine, or our emotions, you can't move according to that, because it'll get you in trouble too. Ask me how I know. It'll leave you discouraged, destitute, despondent, and broken. You have to guard your heart with all diligence and lean not to your own understanding, your own insight, or your own wisdom, but you have to have confidence in your God. When you have confidence in your God, you believe that any and all things are possible. The sign says, expect a miracle. We've stopped expecting things to happen for us. We just assume. God said you have to expect. Expect means that you look beyond the natural and you see what you need in the spirit. You have to look through the veil and see what's on the other side. You have to see that you want to rep, that you need from God. And then God will make it manifest itself. But if you don't see, if you can't perceive, then you can't expect to receive it. So we lean not to our own understanding. But in all our ways, we acknowledge or we recognize that he is our King. And he is our deliverer. And he is our savior. He is our strength. He is our joy. He is our peace. He is your long suffering. Everything that you have need of, he is that. And you recognize that because where? You've already been there, done that. Experienced it for yourself that God is everything and even more than you can even comprehend or imagine. God is doing some things in the earth that people don't even know about because they aren't seeking him. God is using prostitutes and all kind of folks to minister the gospel to folks that wouldn't hear from anybody else. Why do you think God has raised you up? So that he can use you in the area that of your expertise to bless folks, to encourage folks, to strengthen folks. Why? Because you haven't leaned to your own understanding. You don't get caught up in your wisdom, but you only move by the wisdom of God. According to the scripture, we got to stop being moved by what we feel and what we see and what we hear and only be moved by the word. Amen. It's not easy. I'm not standing up here telling you it's easy. It's the hardest thing in the world to do. It is the hardest thing in the world to do because we tend to, as human beings, to form attachments to folks. You can't help it. It's a part of your makeup. If it wasn't, you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be here with the expectancy of representing God. God wants to use all of us. All we've got to do is yield ourselves and present ourselves unto him as living sacrifices. Now, that word sacrifice is a bad word because it means what it says, sacrifice. That's almost like laying yourself in front of a Mack truck because you're going to get run over. And then God expects you not to move. Because through it, somebody's life is going to be encouraged. You say, well, how can somebody get encouraged from me dying? You're going to die a little bit every day. Paul said, I have to die daily. It's something every day that I got to put to rest, that I got to kill so I can do the work that God has called me to do. Because he said, I understand that there's a law operating in my members that I have no control over. That it always seeking to destroy me. When I seek to do good, it seems like evil is always there. Amen. Come on, give God some praise. If we acknowledge him in all of our ways, our spiritual ways, our physical ways, our financial ways, our mental ways, everything that we do, if we acknowledge him, how many know that? If we acknowledge him in everything that we do, we can ask God to bless everything that we do. We get to a place where we think we are just so good at stuff and we stop asking God to help us till you find yourself in a ditch. I can only tell you about what I know about. Now, I'm a bowler. And sometimes you get to the place where you get haughty. And you think you're the best. You know, you think you just got talent. Well, I thought I had some talent. I was doing real good. Stop praying, Sister Paula. I used to pray all the time before I bowl, just stand there and pray. Lord, bless this. Bless it. It may seem unlikely, unseemly to somebody else, but I ask God to bless it. I got to a point where I stopped doing that because I got caught up in myself. I'm doing this. Well, I fell in the ditch, Sister Denise. Couldn't bust a grape. Couldn't get nothing to fall. Got to the place, just got irritated. Just stand there and look at them. Look at the pins. Why that pin standing up? Smack on the ball return. Have to tell myself, ball return didn't throw it. You threw the ball. And then God reminded me, you remember when you used to pray and ask me to bless it? And now you don't because you think it's you? You have to acknowledge me in all thy ways. Whatever it is you do, you have to acknowledge God. So I started praying again. And the guy said, don't worry, he's just praying. And I saw the change, not just in what I was doing, but in my attitude concerning the situation. Because I began to acknowledge him again. Father, this is yours. Everything is yours. You created everything. So you have control and dominion over everything. So I start submitting myself unto him again. And recognizing that I can do this because he has allowed me to do this. Years ago, they had suspected that I would not live. God gave me a miracle. I'm still here. You're still here. So you acknowledge him in all of your ways. I know there were times when you just thought you were going absolutely crazy, or your heart was so broken, you just thought it was going to explode. But because you acknowledge him, God directed your path. He led you in the way that you should go. He taught you what you needed to know. He gave you the wisdom that you needed. He gave you the knowledge and understanding that you needed to acquire in order to make it through your trial. It's a guy on TV on the cable who, man versus wild or something. He is foolish. Out there wrestling with crocodiles and fooling with scorpions and anything that could kill you, he out there fooling with it, call himself man versus the wild. But if you got any wisdom, you know since he got a camera crew with him, it ain't as hard as he making it seem. Take his camera crew away and leave him out there by himself, where there ain't no helicopter or no plane or no car. Like you are in most of your situations, there ain't no escape. There ain't a plane waiting on you. There ain't a camera crew filming you when you're going through and you crying in the midnight hour, Lord, I need your help. Your heart is about to explode because of the pressure and the stress that you're under. Your brain don't seem to rest because of all the things that are running through your head constantly and constantly, constantly. And your flesh is twirling because you need God to help you. And it seems to be no help. Nobody understands. Nobody wants to hear you. And you're talking to God and it seems like he's not talking back. But I'm here to tell you today, if you delight yourself, if you put yourself, if you put your confidence in him, God hears you. In your midnight hour, God will be there to strengthen you. He'll encourage you and let you know that you have already made it. We got to stop saying we're going to make it and realize that we've already made it. We've already ascertained that God has promised us. Why? Because God is directing our path because we have put our confidence in him. Because whether we ever realize it or not, he is always faithful. That means that he is always available. He's always there. So when you acknowledge him in all of your ways, he shall direct your path. Whatever it is that you're trying to do, God will give you the wisdom and the knowledge to accept it and to ascertain it and to receive it. But you have to acknowledge him. You have to confide in him. Hallelujah. We have to put our confidence in the Lord. And he will direct our path. See, the word of God says, study to show yourself approved. A workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You have to know the word and the truth in it. Amen. You have to know it. And you have to know exactly what God is telling you. To be direct means to rightly divide. Dividing and thus showing what is right or pleasing to God. Whatever is pleasing to God, that's the direction you want to go in. God is trying to change all of our courses of life to take us down the right path, to lead us down the right path, so that we can do the work that he's called us to do. What's important in this day and all the time has always been what you do for Christ. It's all about the gospel. It's always been all about the gospel. But we made it about so many other things that we're missing out on what God has for us. I got news for you. If you've been through hell and been drugged through the mud and felt like you were drowning and thrown in the ditches and tasked in the prison and thrown out of cities, then you want to hold on so you can get what God has for you. You haven't come this far and been through all the things that you've been through not to be blessed by God. Your mind has been too stressed out. Your heart has been too troubled for you not to receive what God has for you. You have got to press your way in and get what God has for you. I can't give it to you. The ministers can't give it to you. Only you can get it, and you got to get it through God. We put too much confidence in other things other than God, when he is the only one that has the ability. Abraham said, I'm going to call this mountain Jehovah Jireh. This place shall be Jehovah Jireh, because God will provide. You've got to create a space in your life where he is Jehovah Jireh, understanding that because you have confided in him, he will provide. So whatever it is you need this morning, if God directs your path or God leads you down the way, then he will bless your path. And you will find out every place you place your feet shall be blessed. God's been dealing with me about this message. We're born blessed. God knows it. We just have to come to a place where we know what he knows. And we see what he sees. And we understand what he understands. And unfortunately, it comes through wilderness experiences. That's the first place Jesus went when he come up out of the water, into the wilderness, to be tempted and afflicted. So what makes you think you're going to get away from it? But just like he made it, you make it too. You just have to keep what? Fighting and putting your confidence in God. Let your GPS lead you where you need to go. Your faith will direct your path and lead you where you need to go. It will direct you into the path of righteousness, and you will find out that you are in right standing with God. There's a GPS unit hidden in your spirit that will guide you and lead you where you need to be when you need to be there. Only thing is, you got to hear it when you hear it. And you got to obey it when it gives you the message. And I guarantee you, every time you look up, you will find yourself in the presence of God. You got a cloud and a fire that follows you all the time. It may not look like it did in the Old Testament, but it's with you all the time. And it's called Jesus and the Holy Ghost. And it's with you all the time. Hallelujah. Jesus keeps you cool and peaceful. And the Holy Ghost fires you up when you need to get heavy and hard with the things of the flesh and Satan. So you got them abiding and living in you. All you got to do is put them to use. Stop letting them lie there dormant, waiting on somebody else to raise the dead. I'm trying to raise myself by the power of God. I'm not going to stay dead. I got to be quickened and made alive in God. So that's what we're going to do. Everybody stand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't forget to be here tonight. I love these brothers. They some preaching and teaching machines, but if they can get out of it. Brother Relaford said it's a conspiracy against him. Hallelujah. This church is headed in a different direction. The question that I've been getting hit with for the last 3 days by preachers and different people, the first thing they ask me, do you believe in women preachers? I don't know why that has become such a subject. I believe in anybody being called by God. Baby, if God sent a cocker spaniel up in here and he stood up there and talked where we can understand it, and my spirit bear witness with his spirit, we're going to be a shouting. God used women. Anointed women. Sometimes I'd almost rather listen to women preach than to men, because we done got so cocky and arrogant that forgot where we come from and what God has established in us. But when you let your GPS guide you, you always gonna find your place at the feet of Jesus. Long as you're at his feet, you always in a place of submission and surrender and humility. And that's where God wants us. That's because he pours his oil over us so that the blessings of God will flow through our lives. We're not headed into a new year. We're already in it. And before you know it, we'll be in the new one again. Because it seems like time has no speed on it now. It just flies. But we're prepared, amen. We're prepared, and we're acknowledging God, and we're confiding in him. And what he has for us is for us. And whatever is for you, it's for you. And can't nobody take it from you. It may seem like it, but they can't. May feel like you're being destroyed, but you aren't. You may seem disappointed, but don't be. You may get discouraged, but overcome it. Because you are victorious in Christ, and you are triumphant in him. Hallelujah. So let's get moving, amen. And let's do what God has called us to do. This morning, if you want me to pray for you, I want you to come stand across the front. We're going to pray and believe God, that God will guide our path this year and direct us and lead us where we need to go so that we can bring forth the promises of God in our lives. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up.